what challenges can Nick Foles present?
Still, he threw four touchdown passes last week. Did a great job. Offensively, probably the biggest thing is you saw Carson really moving around, how they run. Different, probably athletic type quarterback. Still, Nick can run. Their offense really, didn't lose a lot from the standpoint of him being able to throw touchdown passes. Watching those earlier films, Carson Wentz, he's a hell of a player. I mean, unbelievable talent. Sad for the injuries, but, Foles stepped right in and threw touchdown passes. So it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
Nicholas Morrow saw the impact that he made on Sunday, the start that he got with the pass breakup down the field, with the quarterback hit, with the tackle for loss. What have you seen from his development just over the course of this season? And are there some of those plays that he's making the type that maybe he wouldn't have gotten if not for all the reps? Nicholas Morrow.
Oh, Nick, yeah. He's each week he keeps getting better and developing it. And the more you see it, the more you're going to be able to react to those things. And he's somebody that shows that he has instincts. Shows he can run out there on the field. And the thing about those, you have those two things, and you put a guy like Navarro Bowman next to him, it gives him the opportunity to go make plays. And they're doing well together. He's growing every day. He sees something new every day that he's learning. And the more reps, the more visual that we can be with him, and the more really meeting time that Coach Sal gets with those guys, It's unbelievable, but he's stepping up each and every day, each and every week for us, and that's a plus.
I feel like you found a productive role for Sean Smith. It seems like he's been following guys maybe more than he had earlier in the year. Do you think it's benefited him to find the right matchups?
I think any time you can get those type of matchups that you're looking for, it benefits not only for us individual-wise, but it benefits for us defensively. I think that's huge when you can do that thing, those types of different matchups, and they've responded well. That's tough moving around like that, playing from the left to the right to doing those things. So a lot of that credit goes to Coach Woodson and Coach Veese just to be able to get those guys to relax, to be able to be calm, to be able to get them lined up in that, and Sean's responded really well with that.
There's a number of factors, I'm sure, to count the rise in sacks, but is there anything that in particular that you've seen over this stretch?
I think the effort the last four games has been outstanding. I think having an understanding of the pass rush, of how we want to attack teams, has been outstanding, and those guys are great edge rushers that help us on the edge, and you got to get the guys, inside pushing that pocket. And I think there's been some timely, things that have helped us defensively with the rush, and it's just keep growing, keep getting better off that. I think it's having a true understanding going into the game how we're attacking them, and I think the guys have done a great job of focusing in on those things.
The way you guys play your front, I know they're not going to be against each other the whole game, but in terms of a one-on-one matchup, Mac and Lane Johnson, is that about as entertaining as it's going to get?
Yeah, they're both great players. Competition always brings the best out of each other, and you're looking for those, those one-on-one matchups, and sometimes he's going to have that opportunity, and when that ball snaps, you go get it. But it's they do a great job up front. Their offensive line is physical. They're nasty. They get after people, and those things, we understand that we got to play physical, but also we got to win those one-on-one matchups when the time comes when they're throwing the football.
Calhoun has been more involved as a pass rusher than he has, obviously, earlier in the year. He was on the practice squad, so they working his way back in. Why have you kind of given him more opportunities, and where do you see his growth leading?
He's big. He can run. he has edge rush ability. To me, that's easy enough to be able to get guys on the field on third down to go help us be one of the 11, you know, to do different things and line them up in different areas. He's smart, and I think that's a plus for him as a young player developing. And like I said, all those guys have been out here working, and when their number and their is called upon, and when their time is their time, come out and do something. And he's been taking advantage of every opportunity that he gets, and it's big for us, because the more rushers, the more guys that you have like that, because to be able to rest guys in certain areas and to create more things from other guys, it's been a positive for us. So anytime you get, I'll take as many rushers as you can get on game day. It's all about affecting the quarterback, and those are things that help us not only in the front of getting after the quarterback, but in the back end also.
This past Sunday marked a significant opportunity for Jahad Ward, seeing those heavy snaps
yeah.
that he did. What did you think of what he made with that?
I think he did a good job. I mean, he was big, he's physical, he's was active in there, something that we were looking for, and he's somebody that's kept working, stayed the course, didn't blink, waited for his opportunity to be called, and injuries take a part of the game, and it gave him a chance to go out there and do the things that we want him to do. So I think that was great from that standpoint. And it's outstanding from the point where a young player like that, still growing, still learning, to be able to come in at that moment to help his team go out there and compete. That's what we're always looking for.
It's been a while since he last took the field and gave you guys some defensive work. Obviously, for a young player, there's some frustration there. You're a competitor, you practice, you want to play.
Right.
How is the coaching staff for a guy like that? Do you just, make sure he's mentally where he needs to be and just...
Oh, always, always. Nobody wants to sit there and not have an opportunity to go play. It's about putting on that jersey. It's about running out that tunnel. It's about putting that hand on the ground and seeing that ball snapped and getting after it. Everybody's going to be angry. Everybody's going to get frustrated and pissed off. But the one thing, Coach Del Rio's done a great job of telling those guys and understanding when your opportunity comes. And you got to stay the course. And, it probably, for anybody, you'd get frustrated after a while where, you're not one of the guys being active. So he took advantage of it, and I was happy. I was pleased with his performance, and you can get better and keep growing in that role that we're asking him to do.
When Khalil got here with Derek Carr, he said at the time that I'm not him. My personality's different. I prefer to be a little quieter, lead by example, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's acknowledged a couple times that he needs to come out of his shell a little bit more.
Right.
As he becomes a veteran. And I'm just curious in your observation what you've seen from him this year in that regard.
Yeah, I see great leadership. I don't see as much as a quiet leader as probably he says. I think he's vocal. Mm-hmm. He leads by example, and he leads like that in the meeting room. So he's on the field. He's always working with those guys, being able to truly coach those guys and have a great understanding of what we're doing. So he's vocal, he's silent by example, but he's a great leader. He's a great professional. He's a great teammate for the other guys just being around him.
So he'll take charge out there.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, he does. He does.
Not just say watch.
Between him and Bruce, that those guys are very vocal. They're they want to get it done, and they want to get it done right, and that's something that they've always been here.
Did you see that the Eagles do anything specific differently last weekend?
They're running their same offense. I don't see a lot of difference. They do a great job. They're number one in about every category that there is offensively. They're second and third down, first and red zone, the high numbers and everything, and they're scoring points. They do a great job with their wide receivers. They do a great job. Zach Ertz is an outstanding tight end that can get vertical, so I didn't see much different. They score a lot of points.
Yeah, a lot of backups when they come in. come in, you say, oh, yeah, great. You know, but Foles is a guy who's done some things in this league. That's kind of a different animal, isn't he?
Well, he's somebody that's won. He's competed in this league, and he's played at a high level. So, you know, that's something we got to deal with. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.